כן, בין כל הכתבים
yes,
שהשאירו לנו מקובלים, יש לפעמים כאלה
דינים מאוד מלבדו, like there is none else besides him, and others like that. So we have here also a very special article concerning the environment. We especially pay attention to the environment because on it depend all of our steps, our advancement, and how we reach the entrance to spirituality, which is really our goal, how to get out of our Egypt and reach a land means a desire, a free land, a free desire called Yashar Kel, Israel, meaning that we will let go of our ego, of concern for myself, each one thinking about himself, and we will start to yearn only to be concerned through the environment about others, and from that also to the Creator. We think that it's easier to aim ourselves to the Creator, and it's harder to do it towards the environment. But in truth, it is not so. We don't understand it. Maybe we're not so aware of it. But specifically to aim ourselves to the Creator, it is simply impossible unless we aim ourselves to the benefit of the environment, as Rabash passes on to us the necessity, the urgency to work in love of friends. And this is why we have here this very short article that Rabash heard from Bala Sulam. Let us read it, and let's try to understand it in
19 concerning the environment. And he took 600 select carriages. Whose were they? If you say that they were from Egypt, it was already said, and all the livestock of Egypt died. If you say they were from Pharaoh, it was already said, the hand of the Lord is on your livestock. If you say that they are from Israel, it was already said, our livestock too shall go with us. Rather, it was from those who fear the word of the Creator among the servants of Pharaoh. Thus, we learn that those who fear the word of the Creator are an obstacle to Israel.
What does it say here? First of all, it's written in the Midrash Tanchuma. That is, it's a very ancient midrash. What does it say here? That the people of Israel, those who want to get out of their ego towards the Creator, to get straight to the Creator, Yashar Kel, this is why they are called Israel, Israel. When they want to run away from their ego and reach the revelation of and adhesion with the Creator, it is considered that they are running away from Egypt. That is, it's not a geographical or historical issue or anything like that, but rather anyone who wants to rise from the feeling of this world to the feeling of the upper world and to discover the Creator and the eternal complete life on the same degree as the Creator. So he wants to run away, as we call it, to run away from Egypt. And then Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, seemingly the main force of our ego that is holding us inside of it, does not let us run away. And even though we want to run away, so following those who try to run away, he sends his soldiers in order to stop them and not let them come out of Egypt. That is, a person who wants to rise above his ego and to be connected with everyone and to bestow to the Creator and to be on the degree of connection and love above our nature, he feels that he's being stopped by certain forces that are constantly pulling him in his mind and in his heart back into this life, this limited, miserable life of ours, what we call Egypt. And here there is a question. Where are these forces? What is their nature? How can we cope with them? So it says that if you say that these are truly egoistic forces, pure forces, it's just the ego, then no. Because a person can already get rid of those. He can see them, that they are hindering him and that they don't belong to him. These forces. This is why it says, if you say that they were from Egypt, that they came from the Egyptians, incorrect, because the Egyptians are just a will to receive. If you say that they were from Pharaoh, that they truly belong to the clear control of the ego, then no, because it was already written, the hand of the Lord is on your livestock. What does that mean? That there is no longer there a clear control of the ego on the one hand. On the other hand, there is also no clear control of the Creator there. So it's not Pharaoh nor the Creator. If you say they came from Israel, but Israel are those who already want to come out of Egypt, and therefore it says, our livestock shall go with us. That is, they want to come out of Egypt. So who are those forces about which it says in an allegoric manner that Pharaoh, the will to receive, wants to send them to those who want to leave him, to come out of him, from the control of Pharaoh to the control of the Creator, and to catch them. This is precisely where we are right now, in this transition, in the exit from Egypt. So the questions are like that. Well, we don't have questions yet. I don't see any questions, so let's continue. Thus, we learn that, rather it was from those who fear the word of the Creator among the servants of Pharaoh. That is, we have a combination here, a special combination between those forces that grab a person and do not want to let him come out of the egoistic desire to the Creator. In what? That there is a combination here. On the one hand, it is those who fear the word of the Creator, but along with that, among the servants of Pharaoh. And we learned, it says, in all kinds of other places, that those who fear the word of the Creator were an obstacle to Israel, meaning those Israel who want to come out and reach straight to the Creator to discover the upper force, the upper governance, the upper system, what we call the Creator, that they want to discover it. So those who want to discover where do we truly exist, in which system, in which world, so there are forces that are hindering us, and what is their nature? These forces are composed of two. On the one hand, they are those who fear the Creator. On the other hand, they are under the control of Pharaoh. They're the servants of Pharaoh. That is, they remain egoistic as they are. They do not fight with their ego, but to the opposite. Their ego is helping them to perform all kinds of actions as if these are actions that the Creator wants people to do. I'll continue. Or maybe you should continue, Gilad.
Whatever you decide.
Okay. This means that the primary guard is from an environment of those who fear the Creator, who are Pharaoh's servants, meaning that they are composed of two, those who fear the Creator on the one hand and Pharaoh's servants on the other hand. Pharaoh is, as the Ari said, that the exile in Egypt was that the reason of Kedusha, holiness, was in exile. And Pharaoh, the force of the ego, would suckle out the abundance. He would take to himself all of the abundance that a person attains along the way. And it's the same with us. We want to advance, and seemingly we do advance a little bit. We feel something, we understand something, we attain something, and again, it disappears. There is a descent, and it's all swallowed up. As it says that everything that they built, it was all swallowed in the ground, as if they didn't build anything. Well, in holiness. Pharaoh would suck out the abundance, meaning that he is the will to receive. They are called working only for their own benefit, and they have no connection to the work of bestowal, because their sole intention is only to please themselves. The guard, the keeping, should mainly be from them. We need to guard ourselves from them, since on the outside, in those people who are who fear the Lord but are servants of Pharaoh, on the outside, externally, it seems as though they are working, meaning keeping all kinds of actions. That it's written that you need to keep these things in order to get closer to the Creator. In order to keep the Creator's will, they engage in the Torah and prayer enthusiastically and make all kinds of precisions. For this reason, they are called those who fear the Creator. Otherwise, they would not be called so. Meaning, they have it. They are willing to do everything you tell them, but, and yet, as it says, internally, they are enslaved to Pharaoh, to their ego, meaning that their only aim is to satisfy their own wishes and needs, so that it will be to their benefit, whatever they are doing, and never truly in order to bestow. And the fact is that they are not doing it through the environment. The environment is the test. If they would be concerned about everyone, they would care for others, for the people around them, for the whole world, then they could see how much they're not aimed to that. But they don't even look in that direction. And they have no connection to the work of bestowal. because there is no way for them to see deliberately. They're creating, organizing themselves in such a way, isolating themselves from everyone so as not to bestow, not to one another between them, and also not to the people or to humanity. Such an environment creates an obstacle to the servants of the Creator. Why? Because one who truly wants to get out of his ego to spirituality, to bestow. So why is that not good for him to see such people? Because one who wants to walk on the path of the Creator and sees their work, the way that they're performing all kinds of actions, when they engage in fearing the Creator, that they want to perform certain actions that seemingly the Creator is demanding from them, so he is impressed by their zeal, their forces, since when they work as Pharaoh's servants, their bodies show no resistance. Meaning, if they're doing it on behalf of their ego in the direction where they gain from it, then it's the opposite. They have forces, there is persistence and necessity, and there's truly a demand more and more and more to perform all kinds of actions. Since these efforts that they make are also for the body, meaning the will to receive. Thus, there is no resistance here at all. On the contrary, the body agrees to, that is, the will to receive, agrees to give them strength. Because it seems to it that it is gaining, profiting. It follows that such an environment is an obstacle to Israel, meaning to one who wants to be Israel, Israel, Yashar Kel, to reach identification with the Creator and not to be among Pharaoh's servants, to remain in the will to receive, because a servant of the Creator is impressed by the work, one who wants to come out of his ego, he sees how weak he is. Each and every day, even a few times a day, he has ascents and descents. And if he advances even more, then he sees that each and every moment he has ascents and descents. And he doesn't see from where do these people take forces so that they are so much from one day to the next, they're capable of doing all kinds of actions with enthusiasm, with devotion, because a servant of the Creator is impressed by their work, the work of the servants of Pharaoh. So he likes the servitude of Pharaoh's servants. He also wants to go like that, to study, to connect with the friends, and to constantly turn to the Creator and to demand help from Him and to do everything that pertains to the advancement. So he's lured after them. He looks at them and it seems to him that they have something that he doesn't have, that enthusiasm, that strength. But he doesn't quite understand what do they get it from so that he doesn't get it. Necessarily, he absorbs their thoughts and intentions, and thereby he regrets all the efforts he has already given in the work of bestowal. Henceforth, he will have no strength to continue the work of bestowal. Meaning, if he looks at them, it greatly weakens him from going in bestowal, because for them, it's not customary to go for bestowal, the matter of lishma, for her sake, there's no such thing. And then he looks at them, and the matter of lishma is a hidden matter. Nobody knows how you're working. Maybe you're just acting on the outside, that you're working in order to bestow, but you are in order to receive. And therefore, This is a great obstacle for one who wants to be bestowed. When he looks at such people who are working only in order to receive the next world so that they will have what we call an investment or assets for the future. So they gain something. So he looks at them and he's greatly impressed by what they are doing.
But,
so again, such an environment is an obstacle to Israel, leading to one who wants to be Israel, reading again previous paragraph, and not to be among Pharaoh's servants, that he is doing it in order to reach, in order to bestow, not to remain in order to receive, because the servant of the Creator is impressed by the work of the servants of Pharaoh, and so he likes the servitude of Pharaoh's servants, and therefore he is lured after them. Necessarily, he absorbs their thoughts and intentions, and thereby he regrets all the efforts he has already invested in the work of bestowal. Henceforth, he will have no strength to continue the work of bestowal. If he surrenders before them, that's it. He gets from them the strength, the enthusiasm that we need to work and we are profiting, gaining this world and next world. The Garden of Eden is ahead of us. Whatever you do, you just keep adding and adding all the time. It's like you're collecting a penny and a penny that he accumulates to a great amount, a great sum. And then the person is lost. All of his work, instead of reaching in order to bestow spirituality, it is the opposite. It already belongs to corporal reality, to the will to receive, and he just adds there his egoistic forces. But in an environment of unaffiliated or free people, now he says, not people who have a certain goal to perform all kinds of actions in order to reach the next world, in order to reach some seemingly spiritual gain, but really it's in order to receive, but rather free, unaffiliated. What does it mean? That they're not the type that fears the Creator. They have no association with the Creator. They're living a normal life like all people, without any connection to religion or any relation to the Creator. So they have no connection to Him, to that person who wants to get out of his ego, because he knows that there is nothing to learn from them. At that time, there is no connection of thoughts, because he knows that he must not learn from the actions and thoughts of the unaffiliated, free people. Hence, from such an environment does not pose an obstacle, meaning you can be in contact with them and they cannot lure you in any way. Whereas, or conversely, those who fear the Creator and are Pharaoh's servants do pose an obstacle for Israel, for those who want to come out of their ego and attain the upper world. And one must run far away from them, meaning run away like from a fire.
Доброе утро, Рав. Статья, конечно, очень взволновала. И несколько вопросов.
Hello, Rav. This article is very moving and it evoked a few questions. There are three parts in Mizrah Bash writes. The secular part that is afraid of the Creator.
Это же об одном человеке здесь.
Fears him. And the third part is Israel, but it speaks of one person. Or Rabbah writes about three people.
There are all kinds of different lanes by which a person can develop. So either he goes with the collective, the public, humanity in general, that just wants food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, that's it, a good life. Or he is going with those who want
עולם הזה ועולם הבא.
This world and the next world.
או שהוא רוצה.
Or he wants such people who are not, meaning those who are not operating for the benefit of Pharaoh or the benefit of the Creator, but in the middle, they want to take their ego and whatever they gain in the wisdom of Kabbalah, when as they study the wisdom of Kabbalah, they, by that, want to profit in the next world in order to receive. So these are different kinds of people, and maybe it is the same person, but when he is in the flow of his life, he goes through certain such states. We saw more than once that people come to study with us and they get very enthusiastic about the wisdom of Kabbalah. Later on, it turns out that they wanted to know the upper system and how to manage it in order to manage this reality, the universe and planet Earth and all of us, etc. They wanted to receive upper forces in order to become the managers of the world. And there are such who come here and they eventually want not to get out of themselves to the spiritual perception, to the spiritual sensation, to live, to keep themselves according to the spiritual laws, but rather to use them in some other way. Right? It's as he says here. If you say that they were from Egypt, clearly we're saying that we need to remove our will to receive. If you will say that you're taking Pharaoh with you, nope. It's forbidden to take our ego with us. So what to do? How can we understand precisely how do we combine this world and the spiritual world? Here there is a question, and it's still not so clear. Because we don't know how to work precisely. So for this question, there are people who build this process, which is called religion. Where do religions come from? Religions developed a long time ago, but mostly their existence is because we can use spiritual forces, seemingly, above this world, whatever we have here, but in order to use them for the benefit, for our benefit, right? To make out of it something in our life, to know something about the future, to do something in the present, to be more safe, more confident, to understand better. That is, it is all entirely what you don't have on the level of Bina, in the force of bestowal. In the force of bestowal, there is no intellectual power. We don't think about something that we may receive from there, from spirituality, and use it somehow. We simply want to belong to spirituality, to enter the degree of Bina, to incorporate there. And this is why it's not exactly what people think. So many people come to us and later on they leave because they discover that they were not thinking about spirituality, that it is so. that we have to reach bestowal, to rise above the ego, to forget about themselves, and to care for others, that this is the degree of Bina, above Malchut.
Рафа, тут еще дальше Рабаш говорит о том, что самая большая разница.
Later, Rabash says that the big difference, biggest, is in the intention. Those who fear the Creator and work for themselves, and those who serve the Creator.
Но ведь как бы я себя не заставлял.
Work for the sake of the Creator, but
что я хочу работать.
As much as I force myself to work for the Creator and I'll tell myself that I truly want to work for Him until the Creator changed this attitude in me, it turns out that whatever or another I work as those who fear the Creator.
This is why you want to get out of the dominion of Pharaoh, the control of the ego, because otherwise you will not be able to aim your thoughts and desires outside of your ego. So then you remain inside Egypt, as we call it. You must aim yourselves gradually, not you, but it is through the upper force, but according to your desire, according to your request. So then you ask, and the Creator keeps it, makes it, fulfills your request, and you gradually begin to feel that, yes, I would have liked to rise above my ego. I do want to disconnect from my ego. So that less and less I want to identify with it. I feel that it is against me, that I discover that it is truly my enemy, my hater. So gradually this is what we discover. According to the hatred to our ego that is truly holding us, keeping us inside of it, so that we cannot rise above it to the extent that we hate it, that we want to run away from it, we are already on the way to the exit from Egypt.
To hear from your question.
On the one hand, it says abandon the ego. On the other hand, the ego is what we need to build sanctity upon. So,
it's nice here. You're asking nicely. We're not running away from the ego. What does it say when we come out of Egypt? We take all the vessels from Egypt. This means that also the livestock, all the sheep, and cattle, and all the vessels, everything you've had in Egypt, you take it, you take everything out from under the domain of the intention to receive. This is the exodus from Egypt, the intention to receive for myself. I wish to get rid of that.
Brazil 1.
Olá, Ravi. A pergunta é.
Hello, Rav.
O trabalho.
The question is.
Esse otorgamento limpo que o.
What is the work of bestowal? The pure work of bestowal that you talked about.
Mas a avodat hashpa.
What is work of bestowal? Although I understand and I feel and I want, the will to receive does not get refined. I want to receive everything for myself, but I also have the strength and the goal to be above my will to receive. Where I control it, I am above it. Because I received the power to go against it from above, from the Creator, then with this power that I received from the Creator, I am above my will to receive. And then I begin to see that I need the will to receive, otherwise I wouldn't know where to go, in what direction. I constantly rise above my will to receive, and that's why I receive help against it. And this way I acquire each time more and more the quality of bestowal, the quality of Bina. How do I know how to rise from Malchut to Bina? I don't know what is Bina, what is bestowal. It's air. I don't know. I don't understand. I don't feel. I have no grasp in it. But specifically in this anti-egoistic way, when I aim myself in this way, with that, I can more and more approach the Creator, because Bina is the quality of the Creator.
Is the question, I guess, is can the goal they have for themselves, can it in the end turn from lo lishma to lishma?
No. It can't be, because from the outset they are working for the benefit of the will to receive. They have no intention at all to come out of the will to receive, to rise above it, to in order to bestow. Try to keep note of your thoughts and intentions throughout the day. Try to monitor them. Can you try and think in little things for the benefit of the other? But exactly for the benefit of the other, not the Creator. Everybody's willing to do things with the Creator, to bow down before Him. No problem there. But relative to your friends, to the group, how much they repel you, they're opposite you, disagree with them, try, in spite of everything, try to bow down before them, to be in some way a helper, to serve them, to do everything for them. It's more important than doing everything for the benefit of the Creator, because from the love of people, we come to the love of the Creator. So try and see how much you can hold on to it, how much it repels you. It's truly difficult work.
Hello,
Rav, I heard this sentence also, that the corporeality of the friend is your spirituality, and I care for a certain friend. He's going through certain difficulties in his life, and I'd like to support him. I'm telling him that he should invest in our way, and everything will work out. Everything depends on the Creator, and in such a way, I support him. Maybe it's the incorrect part. Maybe I'm actually supporting those who fear Pharaoh.
I can't answer the question, because whatever you recommend to another, I don't support it. I don't quite support it. But I think that what we need to strengthen in people about our friends is the righteousness of the path. And then they'll decide where to invest more, where to invest less, in what way. I can't direct myself the way I am. Who knows? Who's to say that what I'm doing is the right thing? I don't know. Each and every moment I have new thoughts, new direction. How can I tell what is the truth? Am I already in truth? Truth, when we reach adhesion, we will be in truth. But for the time being, we're only on the way to it, and who knows how many other extra rounds we gotta go before we reach the concept of truth. So I don't recommend anyone anything, typically, other than grow stronger in the path. Together with that, do what you have to do in your life, But don't forget that growing stronger on the path is what will eventually help you bring you to the correct form. That's it. I don't recommend more than that to people. In life, in business, in family life, nothing.
Но мы как бы в десятке, мы общаемся же между собой.
In the ten, we talk, we discuss things, we want to help the friends.
So you have to strengthen in him the righteousness of the path. Strengthen the walk on the path, but not that you push him in the direction that you think is correct. Don't make choices in his place regarding what to do in life. Just give him the foundation, what is there and here and so on and so forth.
Work, and if I get into that state, how can I get out of it?
The whole difference, as he writes, is the matter of the environment. If we swap our regular environment, our human environment, with our environment, our small environment, Bnei Baruch, even the ten, that's where the solution is. That's why everything depends on the environment. Who do I belong to? Who do I take as my upper one? Who do I take as the means for attaining the Creator? Because the environment becomes a means for attaining the Creator. I don't think of the environment that it will give me power, but rather to receive forces from the environment in order to raise the environment and in it to rise myself and present that to the Creator, who will be able to clothe in us and enjoy us. That's what we need to do. Or each and every one of us, if it's in order to bestow, we have no other way to bestow in order to bestow, but to raise the group on your hands towards the Creator. Because His pleasure is to fill them, to connect those souls into the structure of Adam Rishon. And this gives him pleasure, and that's what I'm trying to do. This is the work of the Creator. We understand all these states and to give people free choice to do what they want to do in their lives. That's it. You want to be a religious person? Go ahead, be religious. That's the meaning of those who fear the Creator and serve the Pharaoh. You wish to be just a servant of the Pharaoh? Then you are in your ego. That's it. You're not even aware that you are working not for yourself, but for the Pharaoh. But imagine if you knew that each and every moment that you keep, you carry out your own egoistic desire. It's not your own desire, but a desire of foreign force. How much you would hate it that it works you this way, that it enslaves you, it tricks you. You don't even know about it. You know, constantly worry about it and care for it. Look at this horrible enslavement that all the people in the world are in. The will to receive does not let us know that it controls us. Rather, it controls us in such a way that we think that We are doing everything by ourselves. This is the meaning of being adhered to it. And whatever we do for Him is actually for us. What we do for us is actually for Him. It's not the same. And where do I begin to peel myself off from Him? Somehow remove myself from this ego. So begin to feel that it's a foreign quality. And I have to leave it, somehow keep my distance from it, to be careful that I'm not doing everything for it, to constantly be conscious or aware that everything that I do and think and feel, it's all within the will to receive the enemy.
And
how do I position myself in such a way that I will always be against it? If I'll be able to see it in this way, depict it in this way, with the help of the group, more and more, then all my moments in life will be more carefully valued and considered. How do I spend them? Where do I go with them? In what direction? And then we will acquire a new direction in our development.
Привет, Раф. И моя въпрос е в това направление. Как да избягам от боящата?
My question is in the same direction. How can I run away from those who fear the Lord and serve Pharaoh inside of me? I mean, this is my nature.
Yes, that's true. It's only by trying to hold on to my thought, just as we're discussing right now, that I'm always inside my will to receive, and it's always directing me for its benefit, and I wish to feel this will to receive as a foreign force, just as King Solomon called it, enemy, hater. That our will to receive is our biggest hater, and we have to hate it, because to the extent that we hate it, we are not under its rule. We seemingly move away from it, and that's what we need to do. I need to try and see myself as much as possible neutral. We have to look for how to make it possible, and then accordingly I'll understand that for me to be connected to the group, to the environment, that's my salvation. And through the environment, if I connect to the Creator, then I connect to a force that can influence me in this way, that it raises me above my ego. And then I begin to understand what it means to exist in two forces, in the force of reception and the force of bestowal. We gradually need to begin to recognize it. Without this recognition, we won't be able to rise from in order to receive to in order to bestow, from lo lishma to lishma. And so we'll forever remain in our egoistic nature. We will not come out.
Раф, вот сегодня мы много обучаем людей, да, вот приходят наши курсы.
И nowadays we teach a lot of people. Many people go for our courses, and it seems that every person who comes for his own sake. He wants to discover his personal creator. So how can we combine this with what was said in this article concerning the environment?
This short article concerning the environment is not for beginners. See, when did we get to it? After studying for a few years, and there are people here before me who are, on average, studying 10, 15 years. And you see, lately, from the beginning of the pandemic, when we started the studies this way, I didn't approach such an article right away about the environment. We shouldn't do it. We shouldn't teach others. It says, don't place an obstacle before a blind person. We need to help, like to our little, our own little children. We have to help get them up on their feet, and then gently, nicely, safely advance. So never bring them anything that they cannot understand, that will confuse them. What for? Only give them such small the small morsels that would allow them to exert, to do something according to their capabilities. Then it's not an obstacle, but it's a degree. And in this way, they'll be able to climb in advance.
I'm
asking, Rav, not about new people, but ourselves, about us. How can we shape the right environment? Because it sounds from the article that I need to create the right environment for myself.
You have a 10. You need to live inside your 10. Inside your small group, first and foremost. Like placing yourself in such a framework. You enter into it. And you grow there. Only later you can come out of it and you can be freely connected with the world. And right now, you know, what do you have in the world? To work and to take care of the family and take care of all kinds of physical things, physical, bodily things, but you also have a part of the upper world, the eternal world, which is the group. There you determine your eternal spiritual state. This world you soon depart from, you will die and you have no more contact with. But it's not the case with the group. You are building such an environment that you are continuing in. This is spirituality. So don't be confused. Don't confuse these two things and decide what's more important, what's more precious.
Is it
possible to say today that we're engaging a lot in dissemination, that we need to strengthen even more in the 10? Otherwise, those same workers, the Pharaoh and me?
Of course. Correct.
I am impressed that those who fear Pharaoh, fear the Creator and work Pharaoh, also speak of the Creator, and it's the place to get confused, and maybe we need sharper definitions. It's hard for me to define to myself.
Read this article several times. Try to understand what is written in each line and in each word, as I once did. I recommend this for you. And then you'll understand what it's about after you go over it several times. That's it. And if there are questions, we'll try to answer.
PT 31.
Rav, a person who makes an effort to go in the path of the Creator, from where does he take the correct forces, like to get up for the morning lesson? Why the body would agree with that?
That comes from the importance of the path, the importance of the goal. What else do you have to do in life? To care for your family, from which you will soon part when you die, to worry about your job, to promote yourself somewhere, to worry about money. Soon you'll see there'll be such a situation that everyone will be left penniless. So what? So what do you have to worry about besides spirituality? The Creator is gradually bringing us to an understanding that besides spirituality, nothing is worth worrying about, because it is not in our choice, it is not in our hands. So there's nothing left. There's nothing left. Even before we die, we should see in this world that we have nothing left other than to perform acts of bestowal, acts of connection, acts to reveal the Creator, that besides this, nothing is left even in our corporeal, materialistic life, material life, in our material life. The ego has nothing left. Through blows and blows and blows, we will gradually come to it again. You'll see how money and power and honor and whatnot that a person acquires, nothing will be left. Nothing will remain. That's the learning. And what will remain? Emptiness.
And this is what I need to run away from it?
Not run away, but attribute the right weight to everything in life. What is important, what is unimportant, and to what extent. Each with respect to everything else. This is what's required of you to be a human being, to weigh these things. This is important, this is less important, and this is not at all, etc. Clear? Good. Zichron.
Question from a friend in the 10. He asks, do Israel also need to perform the actions that those who fear the Creator but are Pharaoh's servants, but with the correct intention?
If you perform acts of those who
in this neutral state we spoke of, that we look at the ego from the side, how it controls me, how do I insert myself correctly under the influence of the group so that it won't enter the ego once again?
This is what you're asking. I can already see that. It's forgotten. It's natural that it's forgotten. And with the group, when we forget things that he wrote regarding the group, it's natural that we forget it because our egoistic desire doesn't want to remember anything. It erases it. It doesn't erase your knowledge. Kalgal Ta'ab Sag, all those things. It doesn't erase it because it doesn't bother you, it doesn't interfere with you. But the work in the 10, it happens immediately. You read it, you think about it, you get excited. A few seconds later, it passes like a cloud. It passes away and disappears. That's the nature of the will to receive on purpose, so that we will be able to constantly lifeless. But that spirituality is what we attain in our feeling. In the feeling that just as now I feel that I am in a certain reality and there is a world here, people, friends, and a world in general. In this way, I can and I want to feel additional forces that stand behind it and create the form of this world for me. I want to attain them. It's called attaining the root. The root, the roots of my existence, of my life. And we can explain it gradually. It's not a problem. I think anyone who hears it will want to attain his roots. Who governs us? Who we belong to, how we can influence our destiny. So gradually, through all those things, we come to explain to them about the upper guidance, the providence. Wait, I have info.
Woman.
Women info.
Sheila me USA West.
Question from USA West 4. How to put up with those who fear the Pharaoh inside themselves?
Good question. Indeed, many times a person is afraid of his own ego, that it might control him to such an extent that it will cover his eyes again and his heart, and will control him in such a way that a person will not even be aware that the ego controls him. Just like all the people in the world. But people who have already some feeling or even understanding that there is spirituality, they are afraid of losing contact with spirituality in their minds or in their hearts. Well, in their hearts, that's more important, but it's a problem for beginners. But even in the mind. So I will be immersed again in this world, and I will be in it and flowing in it like everyone else. And I'm afraid of this happening again. Yeah, we should be afraid of it. Fear guards us. And this is why we need the environment, our environment, to protect us. Each of us. That's the meaning of the environment. That's Abash wrote what he heard from Bala Sulam about concerning the environment. That the environment can influence us in all kinds of ways, but we have to organize the environment in such a way that it will protect us, so we will develop in it. Like, say, a butterfly.
Golem.
That comes out of the cocoon. So when it's in the cocoon, and it develops until this cocoon breaks up, and it emerges and flies. So we need this environment, especially in the beginning. Look at how a person develops in the womb, in the uterus. It's completely closed, guarding him. And that's how we develop. That's why we need the environment. The group has to be around the person in exactly this way. And the person here actually should sustain the environment, and the environment should sustain a person. That's the only way we can exist. We have no choice.
Norma. That's
it? Okay.
Possible there's another question.
Yes, please.
Question from Latin regarding the three groups you described, regarding the task for dissemination. Can we disseminate among those who want only for self-benefit?
We need to disseminate to everyone, except for religious groups. The more orthodox they are, the more we should avoid them. But otherwise, to all the people, freely. And to the extent that they approach us, we should show them what is the wisdom of Kabbalah. That it's not just some science or religion, but a method that reveals to us the real perception of reality that we are in. It reveals it to us to the extent that we can discover another force that exists in us besides the force of the will to receive, the force of bestowal, the desire to bestow. Besides the hatred that exists in each of us, there is also love. And this is what we have to explain. And to that extent, what is the wisdom of Kabbalah? It is a method to reveal the actual reality that we are in. That's it. How a person can exist correctly in the world, how can a person exist correctly in the world if he doesn't know where he is? He doesn't know. All he knows is just a tiny fraction of his reality. And even that is warped. And he also doesn't know what to do with it. And he sees that he lives and dies, and then he doesn't know what happens then as well. And he can't explain it to him because he doesn't see it. It's not in his senses. So we have to explain these things to people because that without it, we won't know what is happening to us, how nature governs us, how we can interact mutually with nature and influence it. And it will influence us because without it, we can't. Today, we can already see that we exist on this tiny planet Earth in a very insecure way. Earth underneath our feet is really beginning to quake. So we have what to tell people about what is happening. Clear? I heard that there are many people who are with us even in our morning lesson. Right? Sigal?
Yes. There are many women with us. Some of them are listening in Sviva Tova, the close to 400 are live with us in Galaxy, Arvut, and are sending many active questions.
Good. It's a great force. We
Good morning, Rav.
Morning.
Should I work with same way on the deficiency I get from dissemination as the deficiency I get from them?
It's in the same direction. It's not contradictory. But it's not the same. What you receive from the 10 is the highest thing, although it doesn't seem that way to you, because it's very close, so it becomes spoiled in your will to receive, which is not corrected yet. But still, it is more important. Whereas an awakening that you receive from dissemination is a general awakening. An awakening that is also related to your ego, because you are disseminating, you're influencing people, and you get an awakening back from them. So it's clothed in an egoistic form. But it's fine, it's good. As long as you're doing it and you're bringing people closer to the truth. The more you bring people closer to the truth, it is all registered.
Can I ask one more question?
On your benefit, to your benefit. Bala Sulam writes that according to this, he writes that the reason he was awarded nearing the Creator was only thanks to him disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah to everyone. that only because of this he received a special favor from the Creator. He writes it. I don't remember.
Такой вопрос, Раф. Я чувствую, что во мне есть разные состояния, которые мы здесь учим. Как контролировать?
I feel that there is different states in me that we're learning about here. How to manage these states and hold on to the Creator.
You've got a 10. So what are you asking? Build such a 10 that holds you together to such an extent that you won't have these questions. So you will feel every moment in life that someone's holding you. Just like we once developed in our mother's womb and then we came out of it, we were born. We don't need to feel outside of the womb that we have emerged into a free world. We are still in the womb, but in a different way in the womb, and in a different way means the environment. This eventually is what we will have to organize. We'll have to organize such an environment to people that they will feel that they are in the womb and that they are all connected among themselves into the general womb, which is the Creator, Upper Mother, Bina. And this is what we need to build. So try to at least understand it, to talk about it. Very important.
Kiev 2.
Kiev 2.
Рав, вопрос от десятки. Как преодолеть ослабление десятки?
Question from the ten. How to overcome?
Как распознать работников?
Over servants of Pharaoh that weaken the ten and are revealed in the friends and all the friends.
We have to try to see every moment that the Creator is manipulating our will to receive Pharaoh in such a way as to give us a new place to work so that every moment we will be able to advance toward a more powerful force of bestowal, a more powerful force of connection. And then we have to build such systems in the ten. Someone who is on the way, on the road, must have, it's written, make for yourself guards and officers in all your gates. So if you want to get out, there's a guard there and an officer. Meaning you have to constantly feel the pressure of the group on you. And you have to be happy that you have the pressure of the group on you, because without the pressure of the group, you yourself would immediately veer off. The powers, the strength they get is only for the purpose of the body.
If I'm inside the ego and I work for the ego, then of course I feel no opposition from the side of the ego. What are you asking about that? That's clear.
As we study, we acquire habit.
Ergel.
So on that is written, habit becomes second nature. Habit, and that absolves a person of exertion, and it's not considered that he does something. If for once it was very hard for me to wake up at 2 a.m. and to go to the lesson, right? Nowadays, it's not hard, rather the opposite. If I don't do it, I feel myself bad.
So you're asking, what do I have a reward for this or not? No reward. It enters nature to habit. What do I need to do? Advance onward. Advance onward. That's what we do in life, until all our actions that we perform by force, what's called first by force and then by desire. And that's how it will be with all our actions.
Tov.
Раф, вие казвате, че трябва да оставяме право на избор на другаря и да не оказваме натиск.
You were saying we have to leave some freedom of choice to the friend and not pressure him. Now you're saying there should be pressure from the group. How do we build the right balance in the support and the connection between us?
In the group, we need to reach a state that we all understand the goal and understand the stages we are going through. And as much as we are more and more closer to this and this opinion one to another, then this we get closer. That's how it is in a group. But rather in the world with other people, of course not.
Tel Aviv 1.
Tel Aviv 1. Who's that?
No.
He uses his spiritual forces to control the system, not to change and be a part of the system. How do we correct this situation and change it into really being in the system?
Only by the group in which I subjugate myself before them, as Rabash writes. PT9.
It seems like here we're not speaking about people who go to the synagogue, but about people who truly don't want to emerge from the ego. It's a very internal matter. Is that correct?
Yes. We're talking only about the internal desires and women. Kiev.
When
we approach new students, do we tell them that if we engage, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, everything will be okay in life? Manas Sulam 2 writes about it in concealing and revealing the Creator. You will have good relationships with your people, you will make good money, but to the friends, I can't say this because then I turn them into servants of Pharaoh if I tell them this.
To everyone, we need to explain in their language. In sum total, you're turning to the will to receive because it's the foundation of the world. And the will to bestow only comes to correct, how to correctly use the will to receive. And so our wisdom is called the wisdom of Kabbalah. It means reception in Hebrew. And we receive. And to receive, we can, by the assistance of the intention to bestow. You understand? But we use the will to receive. It is the main thing. It's the entire matter of creation. Clear?
Yeah,
I understand it, but my question is, how do you approach a friend so that on the one hand you give him strength and hope, and on the other hand, this quality we read about in the beginning of the lesson, so he doesn't become a servant of Pharaoh?
I don't think you need to worry about that. There is a system. It will take him and manipulate him a few times, and then what will turn out will turn out. You need to see what results from our courses, what you could improve in them. That's what you need to worry for.
Concerning
the environment.
The writings of Rabash, article number 919, concerning the environment. And he took 600 selected carriages. Who is worthy? If you say that they were from Egypt, it was already said, all the livestock of Egypt died. If you say that they were from Pharaoh, it was already said, the hand of the Lord is on your livestock. If you say that they were from Israel, it was already said, our livestock too shall go with us.
Meaning, not from all three, rather they bother to exit the ego, rather what?
Rather, it was from those who fear the word of the Creator among the servants of Pharaoh. Thus, we learn that those who fear the word of the Creator are an obstacle to Israel. Thus far, its words in Midrash Tanchuma. This means that the primary guard is from an environment of those who fear the Creator. They are Pharaoh's servants. Pharaoh is, as the Ari said, that the exile in Egypt was that the Da'at, the reason of holiness of Kedusha, was in exile. Pharaoh would suck out the abundance, meaning he is the will to receive. They are called working only for their own benefit, and they have no connection to the work of bestowal. For their sole intention is only to please themselves. The keeping should mainly be from them, since on the outside it seems as though they are working, engaging in Torah and prayer enthusiastically, and making all kinds of precisions. For this reason, they are called those who fear the Creator. Otherwise, it would not be called so. And yet, internally, they are enslaved to Pharaoh, meaning that their only aim is to satisfy their own wishes and needs, and they have no connection to the work of bestowal.
But
on the outside, they appear like they're entirely in bestowal.
Such an environment creates an obstacle to a servant of the Creator, because he wants to walk on the path of the Creator and sees their work when they engage in fearing the Creator, and he is impressed by their zeal.
What does it mean that they're engaged in fear of the Creator? What more can I do for the Creator in order to receive from Him what I want? That's called by them fear of the Creator. Yes.
Since when they work as Pharaoh's servants, their bodies show no resistance, because the efforts they make are also only for the body. Thus, there is no resistance here at all. On the contrary, the body agrees to give them strength. It follows that such an environment is an obstacle to Israel, to one who wants to be Israel and not among Pharaoh's servants. Because the servant of the Creator is impressed by the work of the servants of Pharaoh, he likes the servitude of Pharaoh's servants and is lured after them. Thus, he absorbs their thoughts and intentions and thereby regrets all the efforts he has given in the work of bestowal.
Varnatan ba'avoda shel le'ashpia.
Ze me'od yafeh.
That's very nice that I can do something for the Creator and receive from Him force, receive from Him everything that I want, and give Him something, what He wants, receive from Him what you want. If a person has such a thing, he's happy. But really, sorry.
Henceforth, he will have no strength to continue the work of bestowal. But in an environment of unaffiliated, who are not of the type that fears the Creator, they have no connection to Him, because He knows that there is nothing to learn from them. At that time, there is no connection of thoughts, because he knows he must not learn from the actions and thoughts of the unaffiliated. Hence, such an environment does not pose an obstacle. Conversely, those who fear the Creator and are Pharaoh's servants do pose an obstacle to Israel, and one must run far away from them.